Hey, this is Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson. This summer, we're continuing to put out the podcast on Patreon. Patreon is a service that lets you pay creators like us directly for the value we're giving you. Today, we're giving you a sample of the first episode in our patron-only series called Barca Talk Legends. In these episodes, we'll talk about some of the most revered and sometimes the most controversial players and managers in Barcelona's history. This episode was about the dagger, Hristo Stoichkov. When you become a patron of Barca Talk, you get even more value than you do from the weekly podcast. You'll get two episodes a week instead of one, commercial-free, and now you'll have access to the Barca Talk Legends series. That series is only available to our community on Patreon, and it is a community. Our patrons are part of the conversation. They give us comments, ideas, feedback, and we pay attention to all of that. So if you're one of the thousands of people who have been listening every week, join that community. $5 a month at Patreon is all that we're asking. You can join up and start supporting the show right now as you're listening to this sample. Go to patreon.com/barcatalkpod and you can listen to the whole episode. We also have a link to Patreon in the episode notes. Now, here's a sample of Barca Talk Legends. Stoichkov once said, "I had two options in life, to become a gangster or a soccer player. I chose to become a soccer player." Growing up in the Eastern Bloc, during the height of the Cold War, and in a poor family, there were only two paths out of it. He was hot-tempered on the pitch, but his Bulgarian teammates have said that whenever Stoichkov did cross the line, it usually came from his desperation to succeed. When he was 19, playing for CSKA Sofia in the 1985 Bulgarian Cup final against their rivals Levski Sofia, he was sent off along with four others when the match devolved into a brawl. The referee was assaulted and police had to break up the melee. Afterwards, the Central Committee of the Bulgarian Communist Party handed out lifetime bans to five players, including Stoichkov. Both teams were disbanded. In the Super Cup first leg between Barcelona and Real Madrid in December 1990, Stoichkov went down under a challenge from Real defender Chendo with 5 minutes left. The referee waved play on, and Johan Cruyff raced off the bench to protest and earned a red card. Stoichkov raced over to the referee and stamped on his foot, leaving the referee in agony. Stoichkov got a 2-month suspension for that. Even in his later playing years, he was susceptible to acting out. He went to the United States to play in Major League Soccer when he was 33. At his last club before retiring, DC United, in a friendly against American University in 2003, Stoichkov was livid when AU scored on a botched offside call. He argued with the linesman, but he took his frustrations out on 18-year-old Freddy Llerena moments later, striking him down with a studs-up challenge that broke the midfielder's right leg. Stoichkov was sent off, got a $2,000 fine, and a 2-match ban. The banner year for Stoichkov at Barcelona was 1993-94. His performance for Barcelona and Bulgaria earned him the Ballon d'Or. These days, Lionel Messi has spoiled us, winning the Ballon d'Or so many times. But in 1994, players from Barcelona had only won the award twice before, Luis Suarez in 1960 and Johan Cruyff in 73. Stoichkov took Bulgaria to the semifinal of the World Cup in 94, the best they have ever done in the World Cup. His 6 goals had him tied with Oleg Salenko for top goalscorer in the tournament. At Barcelona, his season was just as impressive. He scored 16 goals in La Liga, second to Romario's 30 goals, an effort that helped Barcelona win La Liga that year. In the Champions League, despite playing in only 8 of the 12 matches, he scored 7 goals and Barca went on to the final, in the end losing to AC Milan 4-0. We've chosen one match from the Dagger's time at Barcelona to highlight from the following season, 94-95. And I'm bringing in my podcast partner and Barca brother from another mother, Gabriel Quiroga, to tell me about it. Gabriel, what match are we talking about today?
Yeah, the match took place at the Camp Nou in November of 1994 during the group stage of the Champions League.
Join Patreon and start supporting the show today to listen to the rest of that episode and be a part of the conversation. Visca Barça.